Hi. It's so good to see you again. Thank you. You look handsome as ever. This dress? I bought it for tonight, actually. I wanted to mark the occasion. And I know you can't resist an ostentatious red ensemble. Wait till you see the new lingerie set I bought underneath it, too. I picked it out just for you. I'm drinking a gin fizz. The scotch there is for you. I know your drink order. You're not late. I was a little early. Nerves, I guess. I don't know why, but after all this time, you still make my stomach flutter with butterflies. But it's right what you said. Friday, 10 o'clock, the bar at the Four Seasons. So here we are. What excuse did you tell your wife? Never mind, I don't need to know. That's none of my business. I'm so glad you texted me. Listen, I know exactly what this is. I get it. I had been desperately wanting to text you too. I kept coming up with ideas for why I'd need to see you. I could have pretended I forgot something of mine at your house and asked when I could swing by to pick it up. Or lied and said we had to meet about unfinished business. Honestly, I even considered just sending a few tasteful nudes to catch your attention as a final appeal. I knew it would practically be begging, but it definitely would have worked. But obviously, I refrained. Who could have guessed that you would be the first one to break down and reach out? I liked your approach. Simple instructions for when and where to meet. Classy move for an affair, I guess. But you've always been quite the gentleman. Clearly, we both need this. Things just ended so abruptly. Once I had a new job, I sort of just slipped away. We didn't have any reason to see each other anymore once I wasn't working for you. We never really got a chance to say goodbye. I've tried to move on. I've dated a bit. Honestly, though, no one holds a candle to you. Maybe you spoiled me for men my age, or any other men at all. Other partners just don't seem to cut it for me anymore. Don't give me that smug smirk. This is our last encounter. And then what? I'll just go sexually unsatisfied forever. And don't pretend this doesn't affect you too. We both know you'll never get what you need from me, from your wife. Nevertheless, we needed to draw the line somewhere. You have responsibilities to your family, and I need to find someone who's actually available if I want to settle down. I've had boyfriends this whole time. You've met some of them. Don't you remember at the company Christmas party last year? I bought the guy I was seeing at the time. And do you remember how you reacted? You flirted with me openly in front of him. To be completely honest, I fucking adored it and flirted right back. But still, you put your hand so far down on my lower back, you were practically grabbing my ass in front of him and your wife. You were so territorial. And you know how much I love that. But it doesn't work if I'm not yours to begin with. It's very conflicting for me. Yes, I remember what else happened that evening. You texted me to meet you in the country club's change room, which was empty at that time of night, and we had that incredible quickie. My panties were pooling with your cum for the rest of the evening. Of course. Being teased in front of our significant others made it so much better. Somehow, you always knew what to say to make the guilt just dissipate. You knew my body so well. But it's like you knew my mind, too. Whenever I said our affair was so wrong, you'd convince me it was so right. I can't believe the shit we got away with. No one suspected a thing. Look, my point is, we've both hit a wall, which is why we're here tonight. but it's only been 6 weeks. We need to wrap this up, and after tonight, no more contact. If I see you out in the world, you're nothing but my former boss. Easier said than done, I know, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. All right, I've said my piece. We're on the same page, right? Now we can focus on the evening ahead. I think we'd better head up to our room. We're both pent up. We both have some intense cravings to satisfy. I don't have much self-control left. And in the next 5 minutes, I will start undressing you, regardless of where we are. So I'd suggest we get somewhere private as soon as possible. Daddy. Oh, champagne. You didn't have to. Oh. Oh, fuck. I forgot how much you can command me with not much more than your grip on my hair and your lips on my neck. I was wet before, but I'm drenched for you now. I'm nothing but your baby girl, trapped in your powerful grip. I can feel the bulge of your swollen cock pressing into my ass. I love feeling my effect on you. I forgot how much of my thigh you can grab in one handful. God, I love your inner thigh massages. When the back of your hand hits my cunt just right. You fucking tease, as if I'd want it any other way. Go ahead, push it off, let it fall right off. Cover me in kisses. I want to be blanketed by them, my neck, my shoulders. I miss this so much. Fill your hands with my curves. Hold me close. Flip me around. I want to see your face. You know, I didn't just miss your body or your cock. I miss the way I felt when you looked at me. I don't really care if that makes me sound needy. You know how badly I need you. Here, let go for just a sec. Let me twirl for you. Let me show off this lingerie set I bought for you. I know how much you love black lace. Do you think it makes me look nice, Daddy? Do you like the way the thong rides along my hip, letting my cute little ass cheek bounce when I shake like this? And the way you can just barely see the outline of my nipples? Thank you. I knew you'd love it. You missed having someone you could slap around a little, didn't you? You missed marking me. And then sending me out in the world, not knowing who would see your imprints on me. Didn't you? This is your last chance to mark me as yours. Your best girl. Your little slut. You want to see your slut on her knees? All right. I'll crawl to you if you start to unbutton your shirt for me. You heard my conditions. Good. Now have a seat at the edge of the bed. I'll crawl to your feet, nice and slow. You want a picture of me like this, crawling to you in my panties and bra? Go ahead, Daddy. Save it when I'm long gone, and that's all you have to remind me of your best girl. I'll come up on my knees and pry this belt open. Your eyes have a spark in them. You have a secret plan, don't you? Does it have something to do with the tie in your hands? Oh, but I was just about to see my favourite cock in the whole world. Fine then, blindfold me with your tie, as if I needed to be any more helpless at your feet. Though it does help heighten my other senses when I'm deprived of my vision. Yes, that's comfortably tight. Don't worry, your cock's big enough for me to find even when I'm blinded. Can you help me by slipping out of these clothes, though? Oh my god, I know this package so well, but it surprises me with its girth and length every time I get to my hands on it. You're such a huge handful for me, so stiff and warm and ready. I can feel the ridge of your tip, your throbbing vein, your sturdy base, your swollen balls. Does it feel good in my soft hands again, where your shaft belongs? I need a taste. If there's anything better in the world, I haven't had it. Fucking delicious. I've never looked forward to sucking any other cock. You're throbbing on my tongue. You're so close, aren't you? Let me just stroke you now that you're all wet, and I'll bury my face down between your legs and suck those balls. I don't want to neglect a single inch of you tonight. We're going to do this right. Was I doing too good, Daddy? You've got me by my hair. You'll have to guide me where to go next. I still can't see anything. Up onto the bed, on my back. Yes, sir. Lay back for you. Ooh, I know what's coming. A treat for Daddy's good girl, a reward for my hard work. Well, aren't I lucky? And to think I was just getting started. Careful, I'm ticklish, don't forget. But you love it when I squirm for you, don't you? You like that thong I picked, don't you? Oh my god, you tickle my tummy when you kiss along the hem like that. Come taste me, Daddy. Peel that thong off, it's soaked through anyway. Let me rest my feet on your back. I don't want to kick you. Plus, then I can trap you between my thighs, right where you belong. You missed this pretty, pink, tight, young pussy, didn't you? Come on, now you're going even slower, aren't you? Oh, you're going to leave bite marks on my thighs if you nibble any harder. But that's what you're trying to do, aren't you? Can't you see how desperate I am? Please, please, why can't you just... Yes, 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 just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I want your entire face to be a fucking mess when you're done with me. I want there to be cream from your forehead to your chin. Yes, get in there. Fucking devour me. Oh my God, yes. Use your fingers. Stretch me out. We both know you won't fit otherwise. Roll them around, but don't stop working my clit. You know it intimately. You know what to do. Oh God. No one knows my body like you do. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. I'm already there. Yes, you're bringing me over the edge. Oh, fuck. Squeezing your head so tight there. Let's be honest though, if you died smothered between my legs, you'd die happy. Are you watching me? Are you just admiring me recovering, catching my breath, watching my chest rise and fall? You were fucking insatiable for me. I thought you'd never stop. Come close. I want to feel you again. There. Let me feel your face. It's sticky. Guide my lips to yours. I want to taste you with my cum smeared all over you. Can you push that tie off my eyes so I can see again, please? Please, Daddy? Thank you. There you are. You look so fucking irresistible. Okay, I don't want to waste any more time until you bring me back to another orgasm, but with your cock this time. I know I'm a little impatient, but come on, it's been far too long. Come on. Oh, fuck, how do you have so much restraint? Fine, then. You want to tease me? I'll go find a dildo that doesn't taunt me. Oh, you think I'm bluffing? If you want me to stay, you're going to have to make me. I mean it. Really pin me against the bed and dick me down into the mattress. You'll have to put a little force into it. Oh no, am I in trouble, Daddy? As if I didn't want to be held down on your lap for you. Ow! My arse is still sore from the last slap. Ow! Oh my God, I can't believe you bit my arse cheek. Holy shit, that's going to leave teeth marks. I guess they'll go with the ones on my thigh. And you'll do it somewhere more visible if I try that on you again. Well, we'll see about that. I love it when you set me down right where you want me. Line up your cock. Right there, yes, just like that. Wrists up over my head. Yes, sir. Pin me down. Now slide in. Come on, Daddy, no more teasing. Fuck me. Fuck your good girl. Fuck your desperate little slut hard. Just how she needs it. Finally, yes, just like that. Come on, take me. Fuck me. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Don't stop. Let your primal side take over. Don't hold back. I want that daddy cum. Spoil your girl with your cream. You know you want to. Harder. Fuck me harder. You know I can take it. I've taken so much worse from you. I've been your good slut. Now give in to me. Let me have your cum. Fill me up and let it drip down my legs, or pull out and let it shoot all over me. I don't care. I just need to see your big body quiver and shake as you finish with me. Go on, give in. Yes, don't stop. Oh, even as you come, let it slosh out of me. Let it spray. I don't care. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, you've marked my skin. Now mark me with your seed. Cover me. Yes. Come lay here. Don't pull out. I want to feel you quiver and pulse in me. I need every aftershock. Oh, careful! I'm so sensitive. Drag your finger through the puddle of your cream oozing out from my pussy. Draw it on my skin. Feed it to me. I'll clean your cock off in a minute. Come kiss me. You're in a bitey mood today, aren't you? First my thigh, then my arse, now my lip. What's next? I can't wait to find out. Yes, more kisses, please. Down my neck, on my chest. Go ahead, suck on my breasts. Take that bra off if you want. Mark them with hickeys. You know I love it when you're possessive. When you show me how and who I belong to. It's my last night as yours. Cover me in your marks so I can see where your mouth has been for the next few days. The last traces of you on my body. Where do you want to come next, Daddy?